On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, we're back from vacation, ready to get started again with some rapid fire where we try to trick each other or at least stump each other on some questions that we've got. So I've got some good ones here, Mark. You ready to go?
I'm ready, and please play along at home if you forgot. We've been away for a while, so I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, question number one. Can you name three other artists Pat Torpe from Mr. Big has played with?
Pat Torpe. He played with the Knack.
Yep.
I think he played with Robert Plant.
Yes, that is correct.
And okay. The third one, I have no freaking idea. I'm going to guess the Village People.
Oh, that is incorrect. He was not the Cop.
Damn it.
He played with John Parr.
Oh, if you're naughty, naughty.
Yep. He played with Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, okay.
He had a short stint with Montrose.
Okay.
And he also played with the Nuge.
Wow, okay. I did not know that. I think he just played here yesterday with Mr. Big.
Did he?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to go. I've been busy because I just got back from Vegas yesterday. Still playing with the band, but he's got the Parkinson's. So they got Matt Starr drumming and singing, but Pat's also on stage playing along, so they got two drummers up there. So
yeah, I saw the video from their last release, and it has both of them playing. And you can tell Pat something's going on with Pat, but there you go.
Yeah, well, he's a big part of that band. He can sing, and he's a monster player. Yeah, we wish him the best, and I've heard a couple of the new Mr. Big songs, and they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, my question for you, question number one. Name three bands that Scott Gorham has played in.
Oh, let's see. Of course, there's Thin Lizzy.
Yep.
His other band, 21 Guns.
Correct.
Scott Gorham. Did he ever play with Ozzy? Because I know Ozzy was a big fan of his.
No. He's currently in a band right now that you're forgetting.
God, I love those guys, too. Their last album, Heavy Fire, is awesome.
That's correct. So what's the name of that damn band? Named after something in the movie Tombstone.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. I love these guys.
It's not Blackstone Chariots.
Black Star Riders.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Wow, that was a softball, huh? I'm glad you hit it.
That latest album from them is awesome. I love almost every song on there.
Yeah, all three are pretty good, so go pick up Black Star Riders.
Do it. All right, question number two for you. This is another kind of list question, but Paul Sorrentino has sung for which bands? I have a list of four of them.
Four, Paul Sorrentino. Well, obviously, Rough Cut.
Yep.
Quiet Riot.
Yep.
King Cobra.
Yep.
And I think the other one has the word bad in it.
That is correct.
What the heck? Bad Boys?
That's it. With a Z, that's right.
I can't remember if that's any good or not.
I listened to a few minutes of it. It was all right. You know, it was what you'd expect. He was also the main singer for Hearing Aid.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely a part of that. And he was in Spinal Tap.
Yeah, he had a great role in that. I love it.
Yeah. He's a wanker.
A wanker.
All right. Question two for you. What band has the most albums in the top 25 rock albums of all time? And this is only for the U.S.
Top 25 of all time.
Yep. How many and what's the band? Think big.
Let's see. I'm going to guess it's Rock Band, right?
Yep. Rock and roll.
I'm going to say Van Halen.
Think bigger.
Bigger than Van Halen.
Think 60s.
The Beatles?
Correct.
All right.
Now, how many albums? Top 25 U.S. all time.
I'll say 12.
Ooh. Nope, 3.
What?
3. The White Album, the 67-70 Hits Collection, and the 62-66 Collection. Only 3 albums by the Beatles in the top 25.
And that's the most?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, because there's a lot of bands in there.
I guess so. I guess top 25 all time. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're talking anything that sold over like 12 million up.
Yeah, I'm surprised Sgt. Pepper isn't in there instead of the White Album. But
no, yeah. I like Sgt. Pepper's much better, but no.
Oh, my favorite is definitely Revolver or Rubber Soul, but whatever.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I've been listening to the Beatles channel a lot on SiriusXM. What a great channel. It was long overdue.
I don't know. I can't handle a station that just plays one artist.
Well, they play a lot of their solo stuff. They play a lot of people, like cover tunes, Beatles cover tunes, and they also play bands that influence the Beatles.
Oh, okay. They don't play a 12-hour block of Ringo songs?
Oh, no. No, but you do realize why he was the, I guess, least productive of them all.
No, he had a couple good songs, but just a couple.
Yeah. Who? Anyway, all right. So, question number three for you. Which guitarist/singer was asked by Sammy Hagar to replace Ronnie in a Montrose reunion during Sammy's last tour?
Okay, which singer was asked to replace, which guitarist was asked to replace Ronnie?
Yeah.
How about Dave Menichetti?
That is correct.
Wow, that was kind of a guess. I just figured he was from the Bay Area, and he was an older guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Sammy talked about how awesome Dave is, but we all know that.
Yeah, there's a video out there, or DVD release of that Montrose tribute show. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I think Neil Sean is on it. I'm not sure. All those guys from that area.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, everybody get the first Montrose album. It's awesome.
Oh, it's definitely like top 10 of my albums all time.
Yeah, most people don't even know about that album, but...
What?
There's a lot of... Yeah. You'd be surprised.
That is crazy. That's one of the top albums of all time.
Yeah, every track is good. All right, you ready for your third question?
I am.
All right, question number three. Who is currently playing drums for Rat now that Bobby Blotzer is bye-bye?
Oh, man. It's not Ringo Starr.
No, it's not. It's not Meg from the White Stripes.
Oh, man.
This is a guy who's played in a lot. He's played in some thrash bands. He's played in some hard rock bands. He's one of those guys everybody goes to. In fact, he played with a guy I just mentioned answering your last question.
Oh, man. I have no idea.
He just left Black Star Riders to join Rat. He was in Y&T, and he's played in Megadeth.
No. I can't even think of the name.
Jimmy DeGrasso.
Oh, man.
Have sticks, we'll travel.
Bring your checkbook.
Yep, damn good player. And, yeah, Rat, I've seen the last couple of Rat shows online. Seems like Piercy's cleaned up his act, and the band sounds pretty good.
Yeah, who else besides Piercy? Is Juan Crouch here in there?
Yep. All, yeah, because I remember Warren, Juan, and Steven won the rights back. They brought Carlos Cavazo back and replaced Blotzer with Jimmy DeGrasso. So, band's pretty strong now.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Okay, now on to a commercial break.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little bit of intellectual poetry, where Danny and I read the lyrics to a song by sometimes an unknown band or a well-known band, and you out there, along with the other person, will try to guess the name of the song, band and song title. Danny, you ready to go?
I think so. This is almost impossible if you don't have the melody, but we'll give it a shot.
And I always like to start off with a little clue. This song came out in 1979.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And I'm trying not to screw this one up. Here you go.
Good luck.
I can't get enough of what I need. People all around me letting me bleed. Waiting for the darkness to blind the heat. I make my living out on the streets. What do you think?
Is it the Partridge Family?
No. Not even close.
Not even close.
Well, I guess they are American, so you're a little close. I have to skip to the next line because it's the chorus, and it'll totally give it away. Next one. Flashing lights keep running through my brain. Someone find the doctor to ease all the pain. Traffic in the city is burning me out. She makes me want to jump up and shout.
Where did that line come from?
The song.
All of a sudden, there's a she in there. Yep. Okay. From 79.
And you know this band very well.
Oh, man. Is it the Ramones?
No, but you got the right city. Same city. All right. Okay, here we go. Mainline out of China is due in tonight. Mother, sister, brother are lying uptight. I can hear the jukebox pounding out loud. I take my Fuhrer out on the crowd.
Is it Twisted Sister?
No, it's not. Now I'm going to give you the chorus.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Dirty living. Ah, dirty living. I can't wait any longer to set myself free. Dirty living. Ah, dirty living. You know it?
I'm sure the song is called Dirty Living.
Correct.
The artist, though. Jeez.
Gravelly voice.
Shoot. I have no idea.
Makeup.
Is it Kiss?
Correct. It's on the Dynasty album.
Oh, man. What? You and these obscure Kiss songs.
Oh, Peter Criss singing lead vocals.
Yeah, well, okay, that makes it better.
I guess you haven't listened to it in a while.
No, I don't pull Dynasty out very often.
Yeah, it's got some good tunes on it. Unfortunately, Dirty Living is probably not one of them. But it's okay. Not bad.
People all around me, letting them
All right, sir. I'm surprised you didn't get a Kiss because you were a Kiss freak back in the day, and I think you did see that tour.
Yep, back in the day.
Did you get New England or did you get Piper?
Piper.
Piper, featuring Billy Squire.
Exactly.
All right, sir. Now you got to give me a song.
Okay, here we go. This was released in 1992.
Okay. Nirvana.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
How about I give you some lyrics first?
All right, go for it.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. He's dead. He's dead. My dog was walking down the street, minding his own business, and this fucking car came and ran him over. Have you seen my dog? He was playing round and round, and he was looking at me with those big brown eyes. Got any ideas?
I think I do. But, and you're going to criticize me for doing a Kiss song off the Dynasty album, and you pull out Saigon Kicks, My Dog?
That is correct.
All right. I love Saigon Kick, but that's not one of their greatest ones.
No, but I was going through there, and I started reading his words. I'm like, all right. All right, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll play a little bit of My Dog here, a little 30-second clip. Check it out.
How many people leave us messages telling us we're complete idiots?
Not too many, but people keep listening, so.
All right, then.
We'll just keep going.
All right, complete idiots in charge.
Yes.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, now it's time for a segment called Cover This, where we pick a song, we play a 30-second clip, and we try to guess who the artist is and the name of the song. And we have to figure out who the original artist is. So I picked one here that I don't think Mark's, he's obviously going to know the song. I don't think he's going to guess who is doing the cover version. So Mark, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot and play along at home. All right, here we go. All right, well, obviously, that's a cover of AC/DC's Back in Black.
That is correct so far. Can you tell me who is performing that cover version?
Now, is this one of these ones where it's a collection of a bunch of guys from a different bands, or is it one band?
No, it's a band. They had a number of albums. They were huge in the late 80s and 90s.
I think I'm going to get this based on the vocals.
All right, let's see.
Is it the Bullet Boys?
That is incorrect.
Wow. Ow. And, shocking. All right, give me a hint. I thought I had you there.
This is a very good hint, but they were an all black band.
Okay, well that narrows it down. It's either Sound Barrier or Living Color or the Bad Brains
or Boys to Men.
who are playing in Vegas. I saw their sign out there yesterday. I'm going to say Living Color.
That is correct.
Wow, I've never heard that.
Yeah, pretty good version, I thought. But
wow, I thought for sure that was Mark Torian from the Bullet Boys.
Kind of sounded like him a little bit.
Yeah, damn you, got me on that one.
Gotcha.
All right, it's my turn to get you back here. All right, we're going to play my cover. You know, I think you'll know the song and the original artist, but You may not get who's doing it. So go ahead and play it.
All right, here we go. All right, that is definitely a Bad Reputation by Thin Lizzy.
Correct. All right, now who's doing the cover?
Man, is it? I think it's earlier than Hailstorm.
Definitely.
I'm gonna say, is it Warlock?
Incorrect. Not a bad guess. This band, this song, this cover came out in 1993. It was a five-piece L.A. band, all females.
All females, oh, man.
That narrows it down to about three bands. And all four bands if you count the Bangles. And the Go-Go's. So you can probably cancel those two out.
Yeah. Is it the band we saw at M3? I can't remember the name. Femme Fatale.
No, but not a bad guess. It is incorrect. You want the answer here?
Yeah.
It's a band that should have been bigger out of all those L.A. female bands, because there was a group called Precious Metal who didn't do anything. Then there was Vixen, who did very well, but this band was called Phantom Blue.
Oh, man. I haven't heard them at all. I've heard the name, but I haven't heard them.
They were probably the best out of the three, and their guitar player, Michelle Melodrome, was married to John Norum.
Oh, jeez. All right.
And on a bummer note, she died in 2000. She had a cyst growth on her brain.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
She was good, it sounded like.
Yeah, they were a really good band. Kind of remind me, I think some of these women went on to be part of the Iron Maidens later on, but that talented.
Wow.
Yeah, so go out there and try to find Phantom Blues. Built to perform their second album. Go on Amazon and go get it.
Nice.
All right, and that concludes episode number 102.
Nice.
Click.